It's my mate Chris with his revealing autobiography, 24 years at the tap end. Still many people emailing me asking if this will be an audio book. Not in time for Christmas, but who knows what could happen in the new year. All right, so what have we got?
All right then. Well, I'll take you to my 17th year at the tap end, if you like.
That'd be fabulous.
It's a good year, that. We've had a few from there already. But it was a particularly exciting year.
Okay, everybody. If you're driving home from work, maybe you're in the train or bus, maybe you're already at home, settle back, relax, and get ready for the next episode of 24 Years at the Tap End, the life of my mate Chris.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
My 17th year at the tap end. There had been a lot of chat about Brad's 17th birthday party, especially amongst me and my mates. It wasn't just a party, but a massive opportunity, one that it was vital we made the most of. One of the major drawbacks of going to an all-boys school is the lack of contact with available girls. So when the news got round that a boy called Brad from another school was holding a massive 17th birthday party at his house whilst his parents were away, the major priority became getting an invite.
But you don't even know this kid, right?
No.
Was it just like in the local town?
It was like...
Word got round.
Yeah, word got round. It was on the notice board and things like that.
Was it?
Yeah, everyone was going. It was a big one. The word was going round that girls would be there. We had mutual friends, and I managed to secure an invite through Chinese Dave. Chinese Dave is the kind of person that knows everyone. Bit of a go-to guy. On the understanding that I could get hold of some drinks, my invite was secured. I was on the list. This was huge.
It probably was a big deal, wasn't it?
Massive deal.
Yeah.
Massive deal. This was like my first big chance to meet some girls.
Had you never met a girl before the age of 17?
Yeah, of course. I met loads of girls, but this was my opportunity, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah.
The week quickly passed, and after a long week of school, it was the day of the party. All week, all attempts at getting served had failed, so I was forced to call in a favour from my dodgy but slightly older cousin. He wasn't happy with the idea, but realised the predicament I was in. I drove round, picked him up and gave him 20 quid to get me a crate of whatever he could at the local off-licence. He came out with a box of Bitburger Drive. A great result.
What is that?
Beer.
Bitburger Drive?
Yeah.
Is that a popular beer?
No.
I don't really drink beer.
Well, it was beer. You know what I mean? Dougsy and Webbo were proud, and we all knew that this would secure our entry to the hottest party in Northolt. Proud because of the beer, you know, because we all needed it.
Yeah, sure.
The three of us boarded the bus to Northolt. We had grown up together, and we all knew that this had the potential to be the pinnacle of our youth. All three of us were obviously single and were raring to go. We were dressed to impress. I decided to don school shoes for a bit of sophistication.
I bet they were the only smart shoes you had, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Black.
Yeah, and to fit in with the older ones, yeah. Black school shoes.
Uh-huh.
We knew boys from the year above were going to be there, so it was important we at least seemed older than we were to secure the attention of the promised girls.
Can I guess what you were wearing?
Go on, then.
I'm saying chain.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I'm also saying jeans.
Jeans, yeah, yeah.
And I'm also saying a Ben Sherman shirt.
Close. I got rid of the Ben Sherman shirt from when I was about 15. This was what I was
Lacoste.
Wearing. Lacoste. It might have been, actually, yeah. But it was Lacoste. It was a
was
black
it?
Lacoste shirt.
I know him so well.
Black Lacoste shirt, chain, the school shoes and jeans, yeah.
That was, sweet.
That's right, because that was the only shirt I had, really. Dougs and Webbo did the same. We arrived in Northolt and after a short walk met up with Chinese Dave, Lenski and Hinton, all of whom were also wearing school shoes.
Everyone was wearing their school shoes.
I won't lie, I was a bit nervous. There was very much a feeling that this could be the biggest night of our lives. I had visions of an American Pie party, that we would walk through the door to the sounds of Sum 41 and Blink 182 out loud, cheerleaders dancing on the table, and a packed living room jumping. Maybe even a pool hired in, with bikini-clad girls hanging around as blokes grill burgers on massive barbecues.
That's what you think.
I had visions of four girls to every guy. We'd arrived and stood there in front of this house of dreams in the middle of Northolt. Lenski rang the bell and we stood back. The door opened.
Was it a big house?
No, not really. It was just a normal sort of semi-detached. The door opened. My beers were acknowledged and we were granted entry. I won't lie, it wasn't quite how I imagined. There were no cheerleaders, just a few people sitting awkwardly on sofas in his living room. A small group of girls huddled together in the kitchen. My beers went down well, though, and they were promptly taken off me by an older guy I didn't know and passed around. It wasn't the best introduction to the older guys in the room. My cousin had completely done me over. Bitburger Drive is non-alcoholic beer. I bought a crate of non-alcoholic beer to my first proper house party.
Oh,
rubbish.
That is rubbish. Did anyone say, oi, look at this?
I mean, it was fine at first because no one noticed. They sort of handed them around.
Yeah.
And it's only when one person then noticed that they then say, oh, look what he's done. And they thought I was trying to do them over. For the next 2 hours, the five of us stood around, avoiding talking to anyone. To be fair, no one seemed bothered about talking to us. It's probably because of the beer thinking about it.
I would say so.
Over time, a few other people gradually turned up and the party kind of got going. Hinton even managed to talk to a girl. In fact, before too long, Webbo was pulling a girl.
No.
And even Dougsy had found himself cuddling a girl, not a particularly attractive one, on some beanbags.
Where are you at this stage?
Well, this is it. I'd missed the boat, or so it seemed, until I spotted a girl on her own drinking one of my non-alcoholic beers in the kitchen. There was my in, and although nervous, I had to take my chance. I walked over and informed her she was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
It's a good starting point.
She felt embarrassed, and I casually laughed off the minor insult of her asking what idiot would bring non-alcoholic beer to the party. She didn't know it was me.
Result.
We talked for ages. I didn't have the bottle, quite literally, to do anything else. Her dad was picking her up, and before long, she had to go.
Oh.
I went for it and asked for her number. Unbelievably, she gave it to me. Written on a piece of kitchen towel, my first number pull.
Yes. How's that make you feel?
It was a great result.
Yeah.
It was exactly what I hoped would happen.
Yeah. So even though it wasn't quite American Pie style...
No.
It was kind of like, you know, good for Northolt.
Brilliant for Northolt, yeah. I got a number. My night was made. We celebrated the next morning by walking from Northolt to the nearest Mackie D's for breakfast. Feeling like heroes, proud of our achievements, each with a number, I was proud of all of us. That's it for that chapter.
And what happened with that girl? Did you see her again?
No, we didn't. Awkward, wasn't it?
Mm. Did she text back at all?
Well, she can't even use the excuse that she was drinking too much because she was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, thanks to you.
So, yeah, I don't know. Just never seemed to happen, really.
Did you hear from her at all?
No, but do you know what? I look back and I think it's fine. It was getting the number, really, wasn't
it? Exactly. You achieve what you set out to do.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
Exactly.